For decades, thousands of items in an important collection have been stored in a home in western Massachusetts. But the weather in that part of the country has been unpredictable these past few years.
We've had a number of catastrophic weather events where I live, and the collection is really a great responsibility, and I indeed feared for its safety.
This is collector Lisa Baskin.
We had tornadoes, followed by Hurricane Irene, followed by a freak snowstorm when the leaves were still on trees, and that was about 3 years ago, and that's when I began the process.
For 50 years, Lisa Baskin has been collecting things. She started as a little girl in New York City, collecting books, baseball cards, stones, menus. As she got older, the hobby became a compulsion.
In some ways, it involves all the seven deadly sins, envy and lust and gluttony and pride. But my politics in the 60s certainly informed the direction of this collection.
The collection Lisa Baskin is referring to is one of the most comprehensive collections of women's social history, a collection encompassing more than 10,000 items spanning more than 400 years that was just donated to the Rubenstein Library at Duke University.
And the artifacts are everything from a suffrage banner that's about 4 feet long, made out of silk. Virginia Woolf's desk is part of the collection, a desk that she designed herself and used for many years.
This is Naomi Nelson, the director of the Rubenstein Library. She's showing me some of the items that have just arrived on moving trucks from Lisa Baskin's home.
Here you can see Narrative of Sojourner Truth, a Northern Slave. And so she sold this. She would take this around, and she sold it and was able to support herself. And then she would like to increase her marketing. So Harriet Beecher Stowe had published Uncle Tom's Cabin, become very famous. And so Sojourner Truth determined to go and ask Harriet Beecher Stowe for a blurb about her autobiography, which they called a puff. And so this is the handwritten puff that Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote for Sojourner Truth. And you can see here on the back, it's signed H.B. Stowe.
When Lisa Baskin started collecting women's materials, she says she was really the only one doing it, and as such didn't have many other collectors to look to for examples. As a result, the Baskin collection is varied.
The collection is a social history. It's a collection that really demonstrates that women have been working and have had an intellectual and cultural and a working life that was not and is not still apparent and is not really thought about and talked about.
Laura Mickham is the director of the Sally Bingham Center for Women's History and Culture at the Rubenstein Library. She says the collection documents the fact that women were working when most people claim they were not.
And that women, against all odds, against economic odds, against racial odds, against all odds, were producing work, producing art, producing scholarship, producing society-changing work. And what I see when I show that to students and others is that they see the magic of that, and they see that they can make a contribution no matter where they are and who they are and what their own barriers are. And I think the materiality, the actual holding of that in your hands, the raw material of history that you can only experience physically, sort of brings that magic to life.
The items will be available for study and use, albeit careful use, oftentimes requiring white gloves, beginning this fall, which is what Lisa Baskin wants, for these documents to have a wider and safer future. But still, watching them go isn't easy.
These individual objects, the books and bits and pieces of ephemera and all sorts of objects, they were my intimates. I knew them quite well, and each one was selected by me, and I lived with them for quite a long time.
The piece Baskin says she'll miss the most used to hang in her library. It's a huge banner that was carried by women in London in the early 1900s, and she says it sums up the feeling of the collection better than anything else. It says, justice. Phoebe Judge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.